KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches team cross-country rankings came out yesterday, a day after the individual rankings. In boys class 4A, Dowling Catholic, Sioux City North, Cedar Falls, the top three in the top 15 poll. Lewis Central is listed as a team to watch. Also in class 4A, Johnston, Linmar, and Valley West Des Moines are the top three. In boys 3A, Dallas Center Grimes, Pella, and Marion are the top three rated squads. Atlantic and Glenwood show up just out of the top 15 among those to watch. Class 3A girls, Dubuque, Wallert, Ballard, and Helan, the top three. Glenwood is four, Harlan is six. Atlantic checks in at number 15 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Danville, New London, Denver, and Tipton are the top three teams. Missouri Valley also listed as a team to watch. In 2A girls, Williamsburg, Mid Prairie, and Jessup are the top three. Panorama ranks seventh this week. In boys 1A, Madrid, Earlham, and South Winneshiek, the top three rated squads. ACGC is ranked ninth, ahead of Nottoway Valley, who's 10th. IKM Manning also just outside the top 15 among those to keep an eye on. And in Class 1A girls, Hudson, Pekin, and Iowa City Regina, the top three. AHSTW rated fifth, ACGC seventh, Logan Magnolia ninth, and Tri-Center is at number 14 in this week's list. Well, speaking of lists, the list of high school football games that won't happen this Friday continues to expand a bit. The Lennox at Stanton-Essex game. The Lennox at Stanton-Essex game coming up this Friday. An eight-man District 7 has been called off. The Lennox School District has had some COVID-19 complications this week, so Stanton-Essex also had their game with Fremont Mills in Week 5 canceled because of COVID-19, so Lennox at Stanton-Essex won't happen this weekend. Also, the Denison squad was set to travel to face the Lewis Central Titans Friday night. That game's been canceled. Denison Activities Director Derek Fink said, "We're working through the details of some positive cases and contact tracing, and they don't want to potentially expose any students or players from their district or another district." The Griswold versus Bedford football game is also on the chopping block for Friday night. Griswold Activities Director Troy Nicklaus said that due to low numbers of players available due to illness, the game has been called off. Nicklaus added that the cancellation and illnesses are not linked to COVID-19, and no one directly associated with Griswold School District has had a positive COVID-19 test. That cancellation adds to some other area cancellations from earlier in the week: AHSTW versus Riverside, Audubon versus Coon Rapids Bayard, and CAM versus Fremont Mills were all called off due to COVID-19 issues earlier this week. Iowa State offensive lineman Sean Foster says the recent history with Oklahoma shows how much progress the Cyclones program has made. The last four games have been decided by 10 points or less, and ISU won the 2017 meeting in Norman. The teams collide Saturday night at Jack Trice Stadium.
We know what it was like, say, my freshman year. We know how, like, you could say that Iowa State was kind of like the laughing stock of the Big 12. And now we feel as if, like, we have the senior group and senior leadership in this facility that we are able to compete every single Saturday, and it doesn't matter who with.
Foster knows the Sooners will be ready to play after losing to Kansas State.
Oklahoma's been a great team for a long time, and they'll forever be a great team. And we're not looking at it as, like, eliminating them from the college playoff, because that's not to our worry. Our big worry right now is being able to get to Saturday, play our best type of football, and let the results handle the results.
Foster says the Cyclones need to have the right mindset going into every game.
Iowa State has always had that chip on their shoulder where we go into each game, we just want to work every single game. We're going to play four quarters as hard as we can, as fast as we can, and really showing that across the Big 12 and being resilient throughout the game. Like, that's one of the main things that we really, like, pride ourselves on.
Cyclones sophomore running back Breece Hall talks about playing in prime time.
I mean, we're going into it as just another game. You know, Oklahoma's a really good team, so we're not really building into the hype of anything. We're just trying to come out and have a good week of practice and be ready to play Oklahoma.
Hall had 154 yards in a win at TCU, but he expects to be challenged by a Sooner defense that's giving up just 60 yards on the ground per game.
Experience matters, and I felt like last year their defense did a real good job of getting on us early, and they were flying around. They're real fast. So, I mean, they did a lot of things good, and I think it took a while for us to get settled in. And then once we got settled in, we got comfortable and we got rolling. So I mean, I feel like if we come out early and we're on our stuff, then we should be fine.
A game set to kick off at about 6:30 Saturday night up in Ames. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have shown an uncanny ability through their first three games to absorb injuries and suspensions and keep on winning. But that resilience could be put to the test in another marquee matchup against the New England Patriots on Sunday. Rookie defensive back Legarius Sneed already has been ruled out after surgery for the collarbone he broke last weekend against Baltimore. And defensive tackle Chris Jones is dealing with a nagging groin injury. The Chiefs also are without cornerback Bashaud Breeland, who's finishing his four-game suspension. We'll have that Chiefs game for you Sunday. The NFL says the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game, originally scheduled for Sunday, will be played either Monday or Tuesday, giving the Titans at least one more day to see if the team's coronavirus outbreak is under control. One new positive test result came back Wednesday, a day after the Titans had three players and five team personnel test positive for COVID-19. Coach Mike Vrabel says the Titans are preparing to play as early as Monday. He's confident the NFL will allow some time to practice before the game. The Titans hope to be allowed back inside their facility on Saturday. Raiders coach John Gruden said several of his players made a mistake when they didn't wear masks or practice social distancing during a charity event that violated league and local COVID-19 rules. About 10 players attended the fundraising event held Monday night by teammate Darren Waller's foundation to raise money intended to help young people overcome drug and alcohol addiction. Players were seen on video without masks during the indoor event while talking and mingling with guests who also weren't wearing masks. The league is threatening teams with possible suspensions for sideline personnel, including coaches who don't properly wear face coverings during the pandemic. Forfeiting draft picks also could be among disciplinary measures for failing to comply with league and players' union protocols. The NFL Players Association is asking that the 32 league teams change all field surfaces to natural grass because of injury concerns. Union President J.C. Treader said in a statement on Wednesday that artificial turf is significantly harder on the body than grass. He cited the NFL's injury data from 2012 through 18 that the contact injury rate for lower extremities was higher during practices and games held on turf. On baseball, the Atlanta Braves open Wednesday's MLB schedule with the longest 1-0 game in postseason history before the Minnesota Twins were the first team to be eliminated. Freddie Freeman delivered a walk-off single in the 13th inning to complete Atlanta's victory over Cincinnati in the opener of the National League wildcard series. It was the first time a playoff game had been scoreless through 11 innings. The Twins were ousted as they extended their Major League record postseason losing streak to 18 games. Carlos Correa slammed a two-out tie-breaking home run in the 7th inning in the Astros' 3-1 victory at Minnesota. Also in wildcard series action, Paul Goldschmidt hit a two-run homer while the Cardinals scored four times in the first inning in a 7-4 victory at San Diego. Yadier Molina had three hits and scored twice, and rookie Tyler Carlson went 2-for-3 with two walks and a couple of runs scored. Gio Urshela crushed a grand slam and scored the winning run on DJ LeMahieu's single in the 9th inning as the Yankees closed out their series with the Indians 10-9. Hunter Renfroe belted a grand slam and the Rays won a postseason series for the first time in 12 years by completing a two-game sweep 8-2 against Toronto. The Marlins were winners in their first postseason game in 17 years as Corey Dickerson hit a go-ahead three-run homer in the 7th inning in a 5-1 victory over the Cubs in Game 1. Chris Bassitt took a shutout into the 8th inning, and the Athletics forced a deciding Game 3 by downing the White Sox 5-3. The Dodgers got five scoreless innings from their bullpen in a 4-2 win over the Brewers. Now, today's schedule has just one American League game. The other three series are all finished. Chicago at Oakland will be this afternoon. That series tied at a game apiece. This is the decider. In the National League, it's Cincinnati at Atlanta at 11:08 this morning. The Braves with a 1-0 lead in that series. Miami at Chicago will have a first pitch of 1:08 this afternoon. The Marlins up 1-0 in that series. Milwaukee at Los Angeles goes at 9:08 tonight Central Time. The Dodgers up 1-0. And the Cardinals in San Diego. That start time has been moved to 6:08 this evening. And we'll have that game for you here on the radio tonight. Cardinals at the Padres in the game two of that series. Cards up 1-0. They can close that series out with a win tonight. 5:13 this evening will be the start time on our pregame show. And Major League Baseball has announced the fans will be able to purchase a limited number of tickets to the National League Championship Series and World Series at Arlington, Texas. MLB will make approximately 11,500 tickets available for each game, with the fans spread throughout the ballpark and some in suites. Tickets will be sold in pods of four, with each pod at least 6 feet apart. Fans will be required to wear masks unless they are eating, and no ticket holder will be within 20 feet of the field, the dugouts, and the bullpens. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.